5 days a week at this time, Alka-Seltzer and the Mutual Broadcasting System bring you Jack Bailey and Queen for a Day.
Would you like to be queen for a day?
From Queen for a Day, the center of grabbed in Hollywood. A royal queen is about to be elected from the five ladies seated at the Canada's table in the center of our stage. There's a panel of 16 ladies acting as the grand council. They choose the two finalists, and the audience will elect our queen in less than 30 minutes. And here's our master of queen's treasures and pleasures, your mutual friend, the Ragu Romeo, Jack What's Cooking Bailey.
Once again, the Queen for a Day. Thanks a lot. Once more, our Queen is going to have her fondest dream come true, believe me. She'll reign for 24 unforgettable hours and have more honors and treasures than she's ever dreamed of before in her whole life.
Yeah.
We'll start out with a luncheon for Her Majesty at the Nicodel. The Oak Room there is a favorite spot for Hollywood celebrities. Nick Slavik will help her order anything she wants. The Tanner Greyline limousine will see. Then we're going to drop her off at the House of Westmore, and his experts will analyze her hair and complexion and give her a glowing Hollywood makeup and a brand new hairdo. She escorted out Ventura Boulevard to the world-famous sportsman who plays out Dave Harlake will both conduct Her Majesty to the royal table in the glass room. She'll dine on the finest steaks and most delicious Caesar salad she's ever had. Every luxury and service of the sportsman's lodge will be at our queen's command. Dancing at the Bar of Music over on Beverly Boulevard. Between dances, she'll enjoy the songs of Paula Drake and Joaquin Garay. Now we're going to talk to our first candidate here, and we'll get a little acquainted with her and everything. And may, huh?
I'm just about to freeze.
Well, you can't do it. What's your name now before you freeze?
Mrs. Betty Nolenberg.
Mrs. Betty Nolenberg.
Yes, sir.
Where do you live now? Now, I got a hunch that you're from the South, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Where are you from?
Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. Have you lived out here long, or did you spend most of your life
about
back
about 20 years.
And then you spent a lot of your life back there. Mr. Nolenberg from there, too?
No, he's from Indiana. He's a Hoosier.
He's a Hoosier?
I married one of those Yankees, you know.
Yeah. Well, I bet you're glad. Do you have any little Nolenbergers?
Yes, sir. 6'2". One son.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
6'2"?
Uh-huh.
Well, my goodness, is your husband tall?
He's 5'10".
Yeah, and now the sun towers over him.
Yes, sir.
What would you like if you're our queen?
Well, I'll tell you, my husband used to work nights. Now his hours have changed to days. And he's a janitor. And,
where does he work?
For the Coast Envelope Company.
Oh, yeah.
And he hasn't had a new suit of clothes, a full suit of clothes, in 7 years. Because he hasn't needed a suit of clothes, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, because we never get to go anyplace.
Oh.
All he needed is work pants.
Yeah?
You hold on to my hand, because I'm about to...
I've got them both ready.
So now, I'd like to get a pair of pants to go with one of the coats. He could get by with it, but I'd like to have a whole suit, if you don't mind.
Well, I tell you what, I think we can arrange that, huh?
Because his hours have changed and we'll be able to get out now more. Because he'll go to work now at 4:30 in the morning and get off at 2 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 2 in the morning and get home at 4 in the morning.
You can have a lot of fun between 2 in the afternoon
sure.
And heaven knows mm-hmm. when, 4 o'clock the next sure. morning.
And I'd like to have a...
What color are the pants that we could maybe get a coat to match with?
Brown. He's got a brown suit. He's had that 7 years ago.
And you wouldn't want one as old as that one Pearson is wearing, would you?
Well, just about his size. He wears a 38, I believe.
You mean your husband is a real big fat man who wears a 48?
Pouch there.
Yes, Ford certainly has a little pouch.
Today's his birthday. Oh, that's right. Today's his birthday. I forgot.
Well, what we'll do is...
He's years old today. A little bit older than I am.
60 years old and all he's got is a coat and no
that's
pants
all.
To go with it.
That's right.
Well, if you're elected our queen, we'll see that Mr. Nolenberger gets a whole new outfit with a hat and socks and everything else.
Oh, huh? Wonderful.
All right, thank you, and a lot of good luck. Thank you very much. Yes, sir. You know, Alka-Seltzer has a special surprise gift for our queen today. They selected it from that big 712-page department store, Spiegel Incorporated, the famous mail-order house in Chicago. And now tonight at 8 o'clock on Channel 2, all you folks throughout Southern California will see Queen for a Day on television. You'll all remember a couple of weeks ago on television, we elected a very lovely lady as queen, Mrs. Esther Hargett. Now, when it came right down to ordering her new royal wardrobe, we were in quite a little trouble. So this is what we did. We sent to Indianapolis for the famous Lane Bryant style book for stout women. So ex-Queen Esther's special wardrobe will have Lane Bryant's slenderizing lines. So, we want to see you tonight at 8 on Channel 2. And now, here's a lady up here, and you already had trouble today, bless your heart. What did you do? You cut your finger?
No, I think something bit me.
Oh. Hold your own there. What do you mean? Mosquitoes are not out yet, are they?
Well, I don't know. It might have been a spider. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good luck. I hope it wasn't a widow. Tell me, what is your name now?
Verdina Hanson.
Mrs. Verdina Hanson. What part of the country do you hail from?
From Colorado.
Yeah? What town?
Longmont.
Longmont. Somebody out there has heard it, please. A Randy McNally fan. Longmont, Colorado. Where is that now?
30 miles north of Denver.
Good enough. Well, now, you live down here or just visit?
No, I live here in Bellflower now.
Good. You like it down here?
Yes, I do.
What do you like best about Southern California?
Well, we don't have such cold weather as we do in Colorado.
That's right. It gets a little chilly, but it gets over it quick. What's Mr. Hanson do, Mrs. Hanson?
He works shipyards.
Yeah? Is he, what's he do?
Carpenter.
Carpenter? Mm-hmm. Oh, brother, he's busy all the time, isn't he? What do you want if you're our queen? Tell me that, will you?
Well, sir, I'd like to have a new rug. We've been having band practice twice a week for the last 2 years at our place.
And what band do you play in?
Well, I don't play, but my son does. He plays steel guitar and band, and the kids about wrecked the place.
So what do you mean, the kids? They come over there and dance?
They practice, and we've had two bands practicing there part of the time.
And they wore out your rug?
They wore out my rug and the divan and everything else almost.
What kind of a band practice they have over there?
You always have to hang along to...
Oh, you got to have an audience.
And true, why, we've really got a party.
Those old hillbilly boys of yours, they beat it out so they get to stomping and the Alaman left them and the rugs have gone.
Well, they don't care so much about being called hillbillies, but they're Western swing, according to them.
We must be very careful
yes.
about that. I'm glad you straightened me out on that, because you can get in trouble with those fellows. You know, it's a wonderful thing, though, for you to open your house and let those kids come in there. They can't get in much trouble there.
Well, that was my idea when I took over the band practice proposition.
How many in the band, did you say?
Well, there's 8 in the band, but I've raised 10 kids, so I know that it takes quite a bit.
What do you mean you've raised 10 kids?
Well, I have 5 of my own and 5 stepchildren, and I've always been used to a bunch of rounds, so
I
then I don't
you...
care if there's half a dozen extra ones.
Four kids, huh? Well, that's a wonderful attitude, and I'll bet you're a swell mother to them, too. And if you're elected our queen, we'll get you a new rug. Don't you worry. We'll get one so darn thick that they can't beat their feet through that. Even how good the rhythm is won't matter, okay?
Well, if it's foggy, we just call up the kids' parents and say, well, they're going to stay here tonight. So I usually have 2 or 3 extra ones.
Maybe we better get you 2 rugs, one to cover the kids up. And if you're elected our queen, that's what we'll do. How do you like that? A special treat. We have a personal letter from Director Robert H. Raines, Jr. Director Robert H. Raines, Jr. of the Universal International Radio and Television Department. He's the vice president out there, a very important man, and he's invited our queen out to the studio today. She's going to be guest of honor at the studio showing of the UI comedy sensation Francis, starring Donald O'Connor and Francis, the Army Talking Mule, and directed by our very good friend, Arthur Lubin. Here is our third candidate, and your name, please?
Minerva Lincourt.
Minerva Lincourt. Now, you're a little nervous about this, are you?
Just a little.
Yes, good. If you're a little nervous, that's a healthy sign. Did you think you'd be broadcasting today?
No, I had no idea.
Oh, well, here you are doing it. Now, you're from where, Mrs. Lincourt?
Huntington Park.
Right now. Mm-hmm. Live there most of your life?
Well, the last 12 years.
Well, we find out a little bit about you, if you don't mind. Do you have any little Lincourt?
Yes, I have a 9-year-old boy.
9? Oh, that keeps you busy.
Yes, it does.
And that's hard on rugs, too, isn't it?
Hard on everything.
Huh?
Including mother.
Sure, but you love it. Tell me, what does Mr. Lincourt do?
He's a public accountant.
Yes. You mean he can get balance books?
Yes, he does.
Is he,
He's very good at it.
Is it some shortcuts, shall we say, to... anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah. They got that plugged up pretty good this year, haven't they?
I wouldn't know much about it. You'd have to talk with him about that.
Well, I couldn't, because I don't know anything about it either. But I know it's probably a good thing for the country. Mrs. Lincourt, what do you want if you're elected our queen? Will you tell me?
Well, we have a brother that we haven't heard from in about 7 years.
Oh.
And he has a family back in Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
And they think...
What town in Wisconsin?
Franceburg, Wisconsin. Well, he has a wife and 3 boys back there.
Yeah.
They're grown, however.
Yeah, well, that helps.
But they all have small families of their own.
Yeah.
And they have no way of trying...
How long has it been?
It's been about 7 years.
Oh, my goodness. Where was he?
Well, he was working at the shipyards in... up here by Sausalito during the war.
Yes.
Richmond, California.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And he was injured. He had a head injury while he was at the shipyard. And after
did
he went
they put
back
him in the
hospital. Mm-hmm. And then after he went back to work, why, his mail started coming back.
Oh, for
And,
Well, he at the time wasn't, his family wasn't with him.
No, his, the boys were all in the service and his wife is back there. Yeah. She didn't come out here.
Then they have heard nothing from him?
No, we haven't heard from him. I think it's been 7 years since we have, the last we heard from him. And, they can't understand why we who are out here, I have a sister that lives here in California too, why we can't locate him since he's here in the same state as we are.
Well, that's a pretty tricky proposition. What's his name?
Ed Thorson.
Ed Thorson?
Uh-huh.
What's he like to do? Does he like to go out camping and things like that?
Well, no, he does love to do hunting. He always, back home, always went deer hunting in the fall of the year.
But they just haven't heard a word, and the letters come
back unopened, unclaimed. Uh-huh.
Well, as I've said many times, and I'm very happy to say again, we have had a lot of success on our show.
I know you have. I've heard that. I've tried several times to get tickets, and it just hasn't worked out just right. And we've tried other ways to locate, and it just hasn't worked.
Well, if you're elected our queen, bless your heart, we'll see that old Nick Harris and his group down there go to right to work, and I just, I'm sure we'll do everything we can to get him.
Very much.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you. Thank you.
We have gifts today for every lady on our stage. It's a box of Turtles brand candy created by Demetz of Chicago. Her Majesty, our Queen, today will be presented with a beautiful red ribbon decorated box of Demetz candy, 5 pounds of delicious chocolate and caramel.
The 5 royal ladies at the candidates' table, we have Elgin American's exclusive Queen for a Day compacts, which you ladies all over the nation have been writing us about. Everyone says how beautiful they are.
And now for the runner-up to our queen, after the voting is all over, we'll present her with a Cory knife sharpener that sharpens knives in seconds. And also this very modern chrome Cory automatic coffee brewer that makes the most delicious coffee you've ever tasted. Well, Jack?
Thank you very much for it. Now I was admiring. And now we go back here and talk to this lady. You're candidate number 4. And who are you now?
Eva May Sayer.
Sayer? And you're from where?
Marysville, California.
That's where you live?
That's right.
Good enough. Where is Marysville? That's up north from here, but how far is
about
that?
About 500 miles.
Oh, up by San Francisco.
On the other side, about 100.
North of there yet?
That's right.
How big a town is Marysville?
About 12,000 to 15.
Good. Who's the mayor?
Just have a new one.
You know, there are more queen candidates running around this country who don't know who the mayor of their town is. I just remember you've gotten out of politics now. You just elected a new one?
View.
What'd you say?
No, his name isn't Pew. Pew's the
mayor. Oh, Pew. You looked at me and said, Pew, I thought. Sure, we won't worry about the mayor up there. What do you do? Do you belong to clubs and things like that?
Oh, sure. It's a Christian church.
Good. And what clubs do you belong to?
All the clubs that go with the church.
Well, that's one.
All.
You do quite a little church work?
Sure.
Good. And what church?
Christian church.
Oh, fine.
Marysville Christian Church.
Now, what's the preacher's name?
Eugene Saban.
That you knew, didn't you? Well, we won't worry about the mayor. I'll bet you got to go to him. What do you want if you're a sir?
Well, we have a stove in our kitchen. Our church burned down 2 years ago.
Goodness, we
built the church back, but the stove is an army stove. Mm-hmm. And we can't hear each other when it's going because it has a blower on it. And so I'd like
we didn't want to hear each other in the army, I guess.
That's right. But I'd like to see a new stove in the church kitchen.
Well, what do you know about that? What do you have, ladies' aid suppers and things like that?
Oh, yes, and we want to help pay for the church. That's the way we
fix
dinners.
Different clubs come in and they pay you ladies and you cook your dinner.
That's right.
And I have had the best vittles I ever had in my life at those church suppers.
That's right.
Huh?
They're good.
What do you have, cream chicken and waffles?
Oh, everything.
I may go right to Marysville with you now and have one of those church suppers. If you're elected our queen to a brand spanking new stove, and I wish you a lot of luck, okay?
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot. There she is. Our fourth candidate for today. First aid for headaches, that's Alka-Seltzer.
First aid for acid indigestion, that's Alka-Seltzer.
First aid for cold discomfort, that's Alka-Seltzer.
These are cold-catching days, as you well know, if you have a cold right now, or if some member of your family has a cold. But there's relief for cold discomfort if you'll just remember Alka-Seltzer and the ABs for treatment. Now, here it is. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once for fast relief from the ache all over, feverish misery of a cold. B, be wise, beware of drafts, be careful of your diet, and be sure to get plenty of rest. And C, comfort the raw, raspy, sore throat caused by your cold. Just dissolve 2 tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and use this as a soothing gargle. So keep Alka-Seltzer handy always, especially during the season. Get Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. It's priced at 30 and 60 cents the package. You'll never run out if you follow Jack Bailey's wise advice. Now listen.
Remember, when your tablets get down to four...
Two
more what? Now here we have it, and it's going to be a pleasure to talk to you, too. We've had a lot of fun today so far. Who are you now?
Selfie Campy.
Who?
Selfie Campy.
Sophie Campy. Campy. What is that? What nationality is that?
That's Spanish.
Spanish with an I. It ends in an I, huh? Are you a señorita yourself?
No.
Where are you from?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Good for you. Well, what are you doing out here? Visiting or what?
Well, visiting.
Yeah? Who are you visiting? This is a microphone I have. It's not a gun. You're from Brooklyn. You took this microphone in your face to talk to. That's all there is to it. Now, who are you visiting out of? Your sister, your mother? Or...
My sister.
Good. And you going back to Brooklyn?
I hope so.
You wish were... What do you do when you're back there?
I'm sorry?
Well, it's all right. What do you do? Do you have a job?
I'm a housewife.
You're a housewife and you keep house. What's your hubby do back there?
He works in the Navy Yard.
Well, good enough. Now, what do you want if you're elected our queen, Mrs. Campy?
Well, I had a beautiful figure. And,
so did I.
And, due to my baby's illness, and since I had the baby, I became very fat.
Oh?
I weigh over 200.
That's all right.
And, my husband,
He's not out here with you?
No. I like to surprise him back east with, to be a little slimmer, to lose a little weight.
You would like to leave something out here when you go home. Now, wait a minute. How long are you going to be here?
2 months.
2 months? Well, months. We'd have to use a buzzsaw in 2 months. Wonderful, wonderful things out here, and it must be done scientifically. You know you can get good and sick if you don't do that right. You know that.
Well, I tried a doctor, but Pills didn't agree with me.
No?
So I was thinking Missoula can work it off me.
Sure. Well, that's the easy way. You lay down and let them beat on you a while, and you wouldn't wait. And it would be good for a lot of us up here on the stage at Santa Maria. If you're elected our queen, Miss Campy, Mrs. Campy, that was a cute stunt to do on your husband. We'll do our very best. We know several places, and if you're elected there, we'll start hammering and hacking and see what we can do. All right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good luck to you. That's the last royal candidate for today. So you ladies of the Grand Council, please decide on your favorite. Vote for the one you think should be our queen. The two candidates with the most votes will be named as finalists and voted upon by the audience.
Alka-Seltzer is going to outfit our queen today in a whole new clothes and jewelry. So let's see what they've selected.
Award-winning styles from Servant of Cleveland will be Her Majesty's wardrobe. These three dresses are all washable.
Hey,
the navy blue linen is sleeveless and tied with a... The Servant golfer is lemon yellow with a snappy matching cap. And for summer, this one-piece cotton with a checked skirt and eyelet top.
Black gabardine is the fabric used for her all-inclusive ballots. Her Majesty will receive 6 pair of Acme Armonized Beauty Skin gloves, Egyptian cottons, and imported leathers. Their special process helps keep it smooth. Evans styled the leather handbag, filling it with important accessories, and the wonderful Evans automatic cigarette lighter will always be handy.
Viola Dimmitt created this all-nylon dress in a jaunty sailor style. It's real cute. The material is washable and never needs to be ironed. Wrinkles may be rubbed out with a damp cloth. I wish that would work on my head. Wrinkles may be rubbed out with a damp cloth. David Arden of Beverly Hills will design a custom-made hat for our queen today, too.
And here are royal jewels for the queen, the official Queen for a Day pin created by Joan Castle. And Coro, jewelers to America's best women, designed a gold-filled charm bracelet with a big bob for her initials. And here's a gleaming and glowing simulated pearl necklace, hand-knotted and finished with a white gold clasp. This is Delta's new boudoir necklace in a plastic jewel chest.
Her Majesty will have the correct watch for the correct time with this 14-karat gold Helbros wristwatch. Yeah. Her king will receive the popular Helbros Wind-O-Matic watch. And these are the royal jewels and clothes for Her Majesty, today's queen. Now, here's her beautiful Douglas in chrome. 5 graceful pieces for her breakfast nook, a nice set for her home. And you'll reign in your home, whoever you are, in truly American style, listen to a boo and I. Yeah. Because here's a beautiful 53-piece service of American dinnerware designed for American living by a member of the United States Potters Association. You see cups, saucers, butter, and dinner service plates in rich design to grace your dining room table forever. The famous vacuum cleaner that does more household chores, the big Filter Queen bagless home sanitation system, goes to Her Majesty today. And here's a royal treasure for the Queen that means modern sewing ease for her forever. It comes to her with a lifetime guarantee from the Gelman Manufacturing Company of Rock Island. Here's the Queen's modern full-size SoGem sewing machine with Susie, the miracle rotary hook. See this handsome walnut table? You open the top, and there's the Queen's rotary electric SoGem with a right-hand bobbin and a synchromatic drive. She'll have a full set of attachments to go. Now we're going over here. I'm going to meet the lady on the Grand Council that has the vote tabulation. What's your name, please?
Bertha Bradley.
Thank you, Mrs. Bradley. Who are the finalists now?
2, 3, and 4.
Oh, 2, 3, and 4 are the finalists. All right. Say, Pearson.
Yes, Jack.
I wonder, I'm going to ask the ladies a question, and I hope you got the answer to it. You suppose you have?
Well, I hope I have.
Well, let's try, Quiz Kid. Does a headache ever come along to slow you ladies down or spoil something special you've planned?
I got it, Jack.
You got it?
Yes, sir. Give it. Ladies, the next time that happens, remember Alka-Seltzer, first aid for headaches. Yes, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, listen to it fizz for a few, and then drink this sparkling solution. Alka-Seltzer offers really fast relief from a headache because it's already dissolved before you take it. And that means its dependable pain-relieving agent, sodium acetyl salicylate, is ready to go to work instantly. And Alka-Seltzer's effervescence, Alka-Seltzer's fizz, speeds this pain-relieving action, thus bringing you really fast relief. No wonder so many thousands take Alka-Seltzer for headaches. It's the way to fast relief. It's first aid. Try it once, and we believe you'll never be without it in your home. Remember, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
Now it's up to the swell audience we have here, Jim, to choose between our finalists. Today, the finalists were 2, 3, and 4. Number 2 was Mrs. Verdna Hansen. And, she has the swing Westerners at her home. 8 people, 8 little kids and some more of their friends come in, and they practice an orchestra in there, and they done stomp the rhythm out and a rug with it. She would like a new rug so these folks can practice in their home and not get on the street and raise thunder. Number 3 was Mrs. Minerva Lincourt. Now, she has a brother who was injured in Richmond, I believe, and his family in the East are very anxious to get a hold of him. They haven't heard from him in 7 years, and it's very important because he has a family back here very desperately anxious to hear from Mrs. Minerva Lincourt's brother. That was number 3. Number 4 was Mrs. Eva May Sear, who is from Marysville, California, and they had an accident up there. Their church burned down, and now the Ladies' Aid and their groups would like to raise some money, and she would like a range for her church up there in Marysville. Now, that's the story of all 3 of them. Please do not whistle or shout. Simply applaud. There's the applause indicator over the throne, and here we go in the order that came to the microphone. Your applause only for number 2, Mrs. Verdna Hansen, number 2. Your applause for number 3, Mrs. Minerva Lincourt, number 3. Your applause only for number 4, Mrs. Eva May Sir. Between number 2 and number 4, we have a tie between number... I beg your pardon, number 3? What is it? Between 2 and 3, all right. Your applause only for number 2, Mrs. Verdna Hansen, number 2. Your applause only again for number 3, Mrs. Minerva Lincourt. Number 3. Thank you very much. Number 3, Mrs. Minerva Lincourt of Los Angeles, who has had the sister of the brother up in Richmond, who has sort of gone for a while, has been gone for 7 years, and is very anxious to contact you. Mrs. Lincourt, you are no longer Mrs. Lincourt, because Fort has you all set now in the crimson and velvet and ermine robe. But now, for the most thrilling moment of all, I crown you Queen Minerva, Queen for a day. Yes. We have something perfectly beautiful for you to start out with. Here's a maiden waiting. She's going to bring you a fragrant bouquet of 4 dozen beautiful red roses from our shop in Hollywood. They're perfectly beautiful roses in there for you. And your own sterling silver scepter was created by the International Silver Company.
And to help keep you as happy as you are right now, you'll have a whole year's supply of Alka-Seltzer.
And now I'll tell you what, Mrs. Lincourt, you said you're a mother, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Now, you're going to give me a minute or two. You understand how this other mother feels. She's had, as far as I can remember, 16 or 20 kids she's been raising. All the time she's got a batch of kids, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to haul off and see that she gets a rug. Don't you think she ought to have one?
Well, I think so.
That's what we'll do. That's for me.
Mrs. Verdna Hansen, don't you worry. Let those jitterbugs stay in off the street and have a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, Alka-Seltzer's going to see that you receive a rug that will take a lot of hard wear, and those kids can dance or beat the band or whatever they want to do, and they can sit down on the floor and play, too. This rug will be that good because we're going to select a reversible chenille rug for you out of that big 700 of Spiegel Incorporated, the famous mail-order house in Chicago, and we'll see that you get a good sturdy pad to go underneath it, too. You can pick out the color that will go with your son's guitar or anything you want. Don't worry about it. Now then, Queen Minerva, your wishes we were talking about a while back, your brother Edward J. Thorson?
Thorson, that's right.
Thorson. What was his job up there, do you remember?
Well, he worked on the ship, but it's been so long ago that I really couldn't tell you the particulars. However, his family can very well.
But all those records would be available.
Oh, yes, surely. Uh-huh. I have addresses here, too. That, and I have letters from
now, didn't you say you lived here?
I live in Huntington Park.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we can all get it. Nick Harris says, well, I'll tell you what. The detective agency will go right to work on this for you, and I'll just bet you that they can locate him. And when the show is over, we'll have a nice long talk about that, and we'll get Nick Harris right on it, okay?
Okay, that's wonderful.
And if you'll say his name again real loud.
Edward J. Thorson.
And he was in Richmond, California.
That's right.
And what's his folks' name back there?
Thorson.
It's the same one?
Yes, it's
And what are his sons' names?
Wilbur, Morris, and Maynard.
And they're all grown up?
They're grown boys and are married.
Army during
they
the war.
They were all three of them in service when he came to work in the shipyards.
I see. Wonderful. Well, we'll go right to work, and you cheer up on it. And now I'll tell you what, you're going to have some fun, too, as being the queen, and you look an awful lot like you're relieved, and we're happy for you, and the excitement and thrills of your 24-hour reign has just begun. Now this is Jack Bailey speaking for Alka-Seltzer, who makes the queen's happiness possible, saying goodbye and wishing we could make every woman in America queen for every day.
Dinner is served.
Time to eat. Soup's on!
No matter how you say it, it's mealtime in America. And mealtime is vitamin time. Put that one-a-day brand multiple vitamin bottle on the table and make sure everyone in your family takes vitamins every day. Don't take chances. You buy overcoats and warm clothing as insurance against winter's cold and snows. So why forget your wintertime vitamin insurance? Let one-a-day brand multiple vitamin safeguard your family this winter. Only $2 for 60-count supply. Don't forget, ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Queen for a Day, the Cinderella Show franchise, is heard Monday through Friday at the same time over the full facilities of the Mutual Network.